and carry over the momentum from a finish like that? How do you do that?
We just got to start off like we did, like we finished. You know, coach always talks about starting fast, and so that's what we're going to do, just do our job, play with good technique, and just play to our help and just trust our scheme and just do what we need to do.
When you look at a player like Simeon on tape who's just beginning to get his feet wet in the NFL, what kind of things do you look for on tape? What do you see for him?
You know, he's a good quarterback. We look at who he targets the most. You know, everybody in the NFL, if you're a quarterback and you're starting, you know that you're a good quarterback. So we just got to come in and play with good technique and just keep competing.
How about there's obviously been some injury changes here in the defensive backfield. How do you guys kind of approach that? What kind of mentality do you take?
I text Kevin after the game. You know, it kind of hurt me just because, like, me and him on the field, you know, he brings a lot of energy. But, you know, week in, week out, stuff happens, and all you can do is just focus on you, focus on your technique, focus on your job and how you can help the team win. And that's what I'm trying to do, just take care of my body and just stay in the game plan, because wherever coach needs me at, I just got to be ready for it.
Denver's had slow starts offensively on and off during the course of the year. How important is that to just keep that pressure on them early?
Really important. You know, coach always talking about just playing complimentary football, so we have to go out there and do our job as a defense first, and then when we're out there on special teams, we got to make plays on that and put the offense in better field position.
When you first got here compared to what your role is now with all the injuries, is it ever amazing to think how you got here as an undrafted and now how important you are to this secondary?
You know, sometimes you think about it, you know, I'm very grateful for it, but I learned from my past, from some of the negative things that happened, and I took it in a positive way and just focused on that in the off season. And now I'm just approaching it week in, week out, just from a technique standpoint and what I could do to help the team.
Given that you appreciate what a guy like Robert Nelson has done, just he was so excited just to have an opportunity, and then he goes out and makes a huge play.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, after the game, I went to go see my daughter and my dad more excited that Rob got the pick than actually seeing me. So I'm like, all right, forget you. I'll just go to my daughter. So, but I told Rob, man, you know, a lot of people didn't expect us to be here. You know, we played together since middle school. I know some people that don't want to see us here, but I talk to him every week, you know, just stay positive, just keep working because everything going to work out for the best, and that's exactly what happened. And I believe he's still going to do that, come in week in, week out, and do what the team needs him to.
Were you as happy for him as if you got the pick?
Yeah, I was excited, man. I was waiting for the ref to give a signal that he caught it, and then when he did, I was so excited, man, because I know how hard he works and I know what he's been through on and off the field. So just to see him catch a break, you know, that really made me happy.
Were you ecstatic when you learned that he had been brought up to the 53?
Definitely. You know, I just told him, just stay focused, just keep working, you know, don't worry about what other people thinking outside of here. Just focus on you, focus on your technique, and be a great team player, and that's what he's been doing.
On the defensive side, there's a lot of attention right now with Brock's return to Denver. You got the connection with Kubiak. Wait, for so many storylines into this game. Is it hard not to ignore that?
I try not to really pay attention to it. You know, I just usually stay in the film, just focus on technique. I try to stay away from, like, social media and stuff. I know people talk about it. Maybe people in here think about it sometimes, but at the end of the day, it's the next game. It's the most important game, and we're going against a really good team, and we just got to be at our best.
What about the challenges those receivers pose, Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas?
Quick guys, you know, good with the ball in their hands. They run great routes. So, like I said, we got to play with really great technique. You got to be disciplined, and that's what we already started doing today.
AJ, it looks like Kevin's going to be out for the year. Can you speak about what he's meant to this team?
He means a lot, you know, brings a lot of energy to the field. Like I said, when I found out I was kind of down about it, I was checking on him. We always talk on and off the field, and, you know, when you have some guy missing out there, you know, I told him I was going to play hard the rest of the season for him, man, and I know he'll be watching us, you know, he'll be supporting all of us, so we just got to keep playing hard, but we're going to miss him, but we know he's going to come back stronger because that's what he does.